Grow My Cleaning Company teaches owners of cleaning companies just like you how to grow your company, make more money, and finally take charge of your financial future and your life. This podcast is about automating and creating systems that give you time and money freedom so you can grow like crazy without losing control. Since this is totally free, if you're getting tons of value, want to support us and make sure that you get more of the good stuff, subscribe, rate, and review to this podcast today. Now, on to the show. Hey, Cleaning Nation, good to be with you today. We're going to talk about, something that I probably hear complained about or frustrated about or freaked out about more than just about anything, and that is employees or customers, which comes first? So many of us have the kind of catch 22, which sounds a little like, man, I'd sure like to grow, but I don't have employees or I can't hire employees. And how do I hire employees? I don't have the work for them to do, but I can't go get contracts because I'm already full up with what I'm doing. And how can I get contracts if I can't get employees? Can't get employees without contracts. The problem with that is, aside from just the obvious frustration, is it will cost you your scalability. It will cost you your ability to remove yourself from your business. It'll really ultimately cost you the vision that you have for your business. So we are going to dive in today about how to solve the problem once and for all, the chicken or the egg question of which comes first, employees or customers. How do I build a business in such a way that's scalable, dependable, repeatable, but gets customers without having to worry about the employees to clean them, or employees without worrying to have the customers to keep them busy. So let's dive in. All right. The first thing we've got to get over is this false belief of if I can't handle customers or employees, I shouldn't advertise for them, right? The problem is, if you need an employee or a customer today, the time to advertise for them is weeks ago, if not months, depending on the type of customer and employee you're trying to do. And you've got to build a pipeline. So many of us are reactive. And I've seen so many owners of cleaning companies who for years go back and forth between the, oh my gosh, you know, usually when we start, it's all about customers, right? So we hustle, hustle, hustle. If we don't have systems to attract the right customers and identify them and know what their pain is and where they go to solve it and all that other stuff, if we don't have those in place, we just hustle, 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 right? Grind it out, talking to people, banging on doors, shoe leather, run around town, trying to get the right customers. And one of two things happens. It works or it doesn't. If it doesn't work, a lot of people give up, and that's heartbreaking and sad, right? That's why we need the systems and processes to identify and attract the right customers as opposed to chase. But the folks that it does work with quickly sell themselves into a problem of, now I'm cleaning all the time, so I don't have any time to keep any customers. So that kind of that ball gets dropped, right? And then maybe we lose some customers and we're like, oh my gosh, I'm gonna go back to getting some more customers. And eventually go, well, hold on, I don't want to be a cleaner. I want to have a cleaning business. So we move from cleaning, from constantly hustling for customers. Once we get customers, like, oh my gosh, I'm too busy, this isn't working, I've got to go get some employees, right? So what we tend to do is set down all the efforts and work that we've done on the employee side or the customer side and hustle, hustle, hustle for employees, right? We put out an ad, we get 100 applications. We slog through and try and call everybody and set up appointments. And when can you meet? Where are you going to go? And that guy didn't show up. And is this guy good? And I can't tell. And it's a massive amount of work. And then by the time you finally get some people hired, you go, holy crap, all that work that I was doing to get the customers kind of up and going, I set that down, right? And I kind of put it on pause. And now I got to go get customers. So we're constantly hustle, hustle, hustle to get customers. Then we find we need employees, we go hustle that. And then whatever we start on the customers, that's broken. We just go back and forth. That we can take years doing that. So we've got to remember that we need a system and a process and a pipeline working 100% of the time, not just when we feel like we need it. So if you're writing stuff down, that is probably the biggest and first writer downer. We need to have systems and processes working all of the time to attract customers and employees, not just when we feel that we need them. Because again, if the truth of the matter is, and it is, if I need a customer today, it's really hard to get a customer today. Certainly a good customer today, but I should have started 2 or 3 weeks ago. Or if it's a big commercial customer, 2 or 3 or 4 months ago, right? And if I want an employee today, I should have certainly started weeks ago. So because we can't read the future, we don't know what we're going to do. We need to start today having these systems and processes in place for both customers and employees, even if we don't quote unquote feel like we need it. Hey, Denise, good to have you, sister. So the next problem we mostly run into is people go, well, it's not right to advertise for employees if I don't have a job, right? I can't put an ad out because I don't have a job where I'm going to put them. Well, there's a bunch wrong with that thinking that's going to get you into trouble. First of all, You don't know what the future holds. So if we're hiring today for employees to get here that start and are effective and ready to clean in 2 or 3 weeks, right? Because there's the whole hiring process and there's the onboarding process and there's the training process, right? So even if we hired someone tomorrow, which you know as well as I do, get you into trouble when you kind of do the warm body syndrome hiring where this guy says yes, even though I know he's a criminal or isn't the right guy. He's the only guy in front of me, so I'm gonna hire him. Aside from that, we still got to train him and hope that they show up, and it can take weeks. So when you say, oh, I would never want to, you know, hire for a job I don't have, you don't know what jobs you're going to have open in the next 2 weeks. If you want to have a growing, thriving commercial or residential cleaning company, you will always be either getting new clients, which take new employees, or losing employees. Or certainly if you want the best employees and you're only going to tolerate top-notch behavior, you'll constantly be losing employees that aren't the best. Jason says, amen. Employee attraction has been the biggest game changer for us. Happen to know Jason and Kim. And they travel. They absolutely have the freedom I think a lot of you guys are looking for. So you don't have to listen to me, but certainly listen to Jason. So we've got to build a pipeline. We've got to get over this thought that it's immoral to hire for a job that I don't have, because there's two things wrong with that. One, again, you may not have a job today, but you're not hiring for today. You're hiring from 2 or 3 weeks in the future. We don't know what's going to happen in the future in terms of when am I going to get a job? Who's going to quit? Who am I going to need to fire? So that's the first piece. The second piece is, your employees don't give you that same respect. You know as well as I do, there's a lot of no call, no shows, or they just quit and give you no notice or 2 or 3 days notice or week notice, and they still quit and stop showing up a day or two after. So when you lose employees immediately, maybe that's immoral, saying they're going to come and not, but you've got to deal with that, right? So there's nothing wrong with telling an employee that you're not a right fit at this time. There's nothing wrong with building a bullpen of talent that will serve you when you're ready. And that goes with customers too. A lot of times people go, well, I don't need customers, so I don't have my ad out. I'll just get referrals or repeat customers. That's fine if you want to stay where you are. But if you are really looking to scale your business, you abso-freaking-lutely have to have a pipeline of customers. Everyone kind of just wants to go for the worst customer. And that's the customer that's like, hey, we've got something out to bid. We're going to get 20 people out here to bid or make 7 calls, and we're just going to pick the lowest bidder. When we wait for the guy or gal to call us and kind of give bids or look for customers on demand who are ready, we always are getting the worst customers. We want to have a pipeline of customers who, just like I'm doing here, right? I'm doing this content now. A lot of you guys, some of you may know me, some of you may not, but we're becoming where you're like, I know this guy, I like this guy, I trust that guy. And then when it comes time for like, hey, I'm all in, I'm committed to changing my company, I need help, I want a coach, I want a mentor, you'll already know me, right? As opposed to at that point, me calling you and trying to, hey, I wouldn't know when to call you or where to call you, how to reach out to you. So you want to make sure that you have a system that is turning strangers into people that know, like, and trust you. When those people that know, like, and trust you are ready to solve their pain, that you're the first person that they want to call. And ideally, the only person, right? They're not calling 7 other bids. They've already been following you. They already know, like, and trust you. And they just call you for help. And that's what a pipeline is. So we got to get off this thing like, well, I'm not doing any advertising because I don't need customers right now. First of all, if we're a growing company, we always need customers. Second of all, it is much better to have more applicants, clients, people that want you to work for them or people that want to work with you than you have room to hold, right? That's the magic. So you got to get over this. It's immoral. There's something wrong with hiring if I don't know exactly where I'm going to put them, or advertising for clients if I don't know exactly who's going to clean their thing. And guess what? Worst comes to worst. You get someone that you want to hire and you go, I love you, I think this is going to be a great fit. Right now, we're going to need a week or two to kind of get the job ready, but you are first on our thing to call. Same with the customers, right? If a customer comes out and you're like, you know, I really don't have people to work, then you can tell them we won't be able to start for 2 or 3 weeks. But the kiss of death is when you stop getting that system going, you stop having people calling, reaching out, your pipeline doesn't keep filling. So that's the big thing with, in terms of employees or customers, which comes first? It's having systems and processes that are constantly bringing in more than you can handle, whether you quote unquote feel like you need them or not. And again, remember, if customers or employees come in and you can't handle them, or you don't feel like you can serve them or onboard them, there's nothing wrong to go, we're not a fit at this time. You don't have to hire somebody just because they come and interview. How would they even know if your interview, like, they don't know that they're perfect. All they know is you're not ready for the job right now. You don't have to call it, say, you know, hey, we love you, we don't have a spot. I would, but if that makes you uncomfortable, you can just say, this isn't a fit at this point. So you've got to be okay and understand that when you have your pipeline, that shows that it's working well when you don't hire every customer that comes in or take. You can just take the best of the best of the best. So what people do is go, quote unquote, I have enough customers or enough employees. And then they do nothing until they decide they do need customers or employees. And then they say, now I need them immediately. And they start scrambling. And then you settle for the garbage customers and the garbage employees. Hey, Joe from Montreal, Canada. Good to have you, man. So again, the reality is we always want systems working to serve you 24/7. So we got to get out of this belief that, well, when I run low on employees, when I run low on customers, then I'll start advertising. Because if that's what happens, you're already 2 or 3 or 4 weeks behind the eight ball. Also, that puts the pressure on you, right? When it's like, oh my gosh, we need employees. I've got to get to work. What if you're on vacation? What if you need employees, but you're too busy selling, or you need customers, but you're too busy cleaning, or you know what I'm saying? That puts a massive amount of pressure on you. And also makes you the bottleneck, right? We've got systems and processes that work, whether we're on vacation, whether we're working on a different part of the business, no matter what we're doing, our business can grow. But as soon as you have got to get to work, hey, Veronica, good to have you. Veronica Bravo in the house. That puts you as the bottleneck. And if you don't do a good job, or you don't feel like working, you're not able to work, everything stops. Also, that kind of leads into another belief that just tends to eat our lunch, which is, it has to be a huge amount of time and work to hire. And that's another big killer, because so many of us know that we need employees, and we tell ourselves, well, I've got enough. You know, like I was just talking to someone the other day who lost 2 or 3 employees. Like, oh, that's okay. The people I had just covered their shifts. Well, what happened is happy employees that were working 25 hours a week are now working 35 hours a week, and they might be happy for a couple of days, but in a couple of weeks, they're going to get burnt out and quit. So we've got to get off of this thing, which is I'm only going to hire what I need. And we tell ourselves, I don't need employees. We don't need employees. We wait till the very, very last moment. And the real reason is it's a lot of work to hire, right? We talked about when you put out an ad, that's a lot of work, especially if you don't have the right ad, you start attracting the right people, wrong people. Or so many of you get a lot of well, somebody just put a bunch of thumbs up. I don't know what that was, but excited to see you. Thank you for that. We put out an ad. It attracts dozens, if not hundreds of people. If we're honest with ourselves, we'll reach out to the first 36 and a half before we get burnt out. And then we maybe try and set up an interview. And then interviews are just brutal because we don't know when they're going to meet. Where do we meet? And I don't know. Long story short, we don't have a system or a process. We do all the work ourselves. Because we don't have a system or process, the work that we do ourselves is mind-numbing, frustrating work that wears us out, and it's painful. So as soon as we get to the bare minimum where we think we're covered, we go, I can't do that anymore. It was too much, right? Because the system and process we have requires for us to work full-time. We want to get out of that pain and that frustration as quickly as possible. The problem is we get out of that pain and frustration as quickly as possible. That adds to the problem of not being able to hire. So we have to get out of that, the idea that it's going to take you a tremendous amount of work to hire, because that's going to make us not want to do it, even we know we should, and get into, I need the systems that are scalable that make sure that I've got all the people coming to me no matter what. So we got to make that mindset shift from, it's my job as the owner to hire, we need employees, to it's my job as an owner to make sure we have systems that are constantly running that make sure we've got more qualified applicants that want to work for us at any given time than we have room to take. And we have more qualified customers that want in than we have ability to onboard at any given time. That's the shift we need to make. And even below that shift, I think comes this false belief of, I have to chase customers and employees, right? Anytime we're in a situation where something is scarce, we feel like we have to chase, and we have to beg, and we have to, you know, lower prices or lower standards for employees, right? Like, well, I can't work this much, or I can't be on time, or I'm going to treat you rudely, or I'm not going to follow, you know, we will settle for inferior customers and employees because we feel like we can't get them. So we've got to get away from, I have no clients or employee pipelines, and when I need them, I just get to work and start hustling, and move to, I have systems and processes that are always bringing in a surplus, right? Not only, because if you've only got 2 employees to choose from and they both suck, you're stuck, right? What are you going to do? But if you've got 30 employees to choose from, and maybe 5 of them are great, but you only have 3 spots, you really have a good shot of having the best of the best of the best. And the same with customers, right? If you only get 2 or 3 inquiries a month, and you only give 0 to 1 bids, and you just never get any new customers, we'll take anyone, right? Whether it's a core values match, whether they're really in line with what we're trying to do, whether they pay enough, whether they respect you. And the same goes with employees, right? So the big kind of overreaching theme is we need to move from you as the owner kind of constantly feathering the gas or the brakes when it comes to hiring or taking on new employees or taking on new customers to that depend on you. So there's kind of also that, do I need more customers? Do I need more employees? Do I feel like doing the work? You know, what if they don't, what if they show up and I don't get, there's all this kind of juggling that you're trying to do. And it's A, no one's good at it. And B, it's exhausting. And C, who's running your daggum company? We're doing all this juggling, right? You're the visionary, the entrepreneur that got you into this business. He's not getting to do, or she's not getting to do what they're supposed to be doing because you're too busy doing this juggling act. So we got to move away from you as the owner constantly feathering the hit the gas, hit the brakes on getting customers, on getting employees, and move to the place of we are constantly having systems and processes that bring us more customers or prospective customers or more applicants than we have room for. And the beautiful thing is once we stop chasing and start attracting, and these systems are always at work, something magic happens. Just like when it comes to money, there's two ways you can do it. You can earn more or you can spend less. But the moment you have automated money coming in that is in excess of whatever your bills are, you're retired, right? So say I need 10 grand a month to live and I'm only making 5 grand. Well, I'm not retired. I got to go out and earn, or I only have $5,000 coming in automated every month. Well, I got to go earn 5 grand a month. Well, now if I only need 4 grand to live and I have 5 grand coming a month automated, I'm retired, right? So the same thing happens with customers and employees. We can either shrink our need for customers and employees, which means we're kind of stopped, or we can just make sure we have more customers and more employees coming than we need. As soon as you have that, you've got a real automated system and a real business that you could sell, that you can scale, that you can run, and you can get your life back. So the beautiful piece of this entire thing is once you get this right, you can scale as big as you like, right? Really, any business that we talk about, cleaning or otherwise, has three things they've got to do. We need to sell the product or service we're doing. We need to deliver the product or service that we're selling. And we need to account for the whole daggum thing. If you have these two systems in place, we're handling the selling the product or service. We're selling a service. And the hiring and training and all that is providing the product or service. We've got the business pretty much licked. Honestly, the accounting in the business that we're in, the cleaning business, isn't that big of a deal. So this is 80% of it. Once you get systems and processes in place that are going to attract more, not chase, more of the right customers and more of the right applicants for employees than you can handle. And again, some people might need 50 leads a month to hit their goals when it comes to customers. And some people might only need, you know, 20, might only need to hire 2 or 3 employees per month. Well, as soon as you've got more than that coming in that are qualified, you're kind of retired, right? Your business, you've got systems and processes are going to run. So once you get this right, you can scale as big as you want. And most importantly, the business doesn't depend on you. So you can either take a break from your business if you want, or when you're working on your business, you're working on it and not in it. And you can actually be that leader and that visionary and that entrepreneur that your company desperately needs, right? So let the systems do the employee and customer attraction and let you do the visioning and the entrepreneurship. So if that's you and you're like, holy heck, that all sounds great. How do I get these systems? Well, that's what we do. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com. I would probably, there's tons of content there, hundreds and hundreds of hours. I would start with the webinar, the free on-demand training I created for you. It is the best of the best, the 5 shifts that you need. It'll help you understand what systems you need and how to put them into place. It is completely free. There's nothing even for sale on it. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com, sign up for the complimentary on-demand training. And that's really the starting point. We can help you get the systems and processes that you need, but just important, like we did here today, the mindset, right? Understanding what this could and should look like. So growmycleaningcompany.com, check out what we have. Can't wait to serve you. Talk to you soon. Thanks for tuning in to today's show. If you're fired up, ready to grow, and want to see if you have what it takes to work with us at Grow My Cleaning Company, here's what I want you to do right now. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. That's growmycleaningcompany.com/talk to book an appointment to speak with me personally. I'm going to jump on the phone with you to get you crystal clear on where you are now, where you want to be, and how to get you there. Don't walk around in the dark any longer. If you are serious about growing your cleaning company, it's time to finally get the systems in place that you need to grow. We've helped hundreds of owners of cleaning companies not only grow their business and their personal freedom, but give back to their community as well. If that's what you're looking for, head over to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk and book a time to talk with me personally. I can't wait to get to know you and your business.